Steiner squeezed Claire's hands and then took a step backward and held out his arm. He wanted them to leave ahead of him, a first. The corridor was busy, and Claire stayed near the wall, pausing every now and then to catch her breath. She needed the bathroom, and Elliot stationed himself opposite a photograph of a mountaintop at dawn that he'd walked past 1,000 times and somehow never noticed. In the car, she gave him a long look. "Are you okay?" Elliot wasn't really a milestones person, but she was. The anniversary of their first kiss, the packing of the final school lunch, the first Christmas without her mother. And sometimes she yearned to have him make a big deal over things. Today, of all days, he wanted to get it right. But making the cessation of treatment official with Steiner was far less emotional to Elliot than any number of other moments during the long and agonizing journey to this bleak juncture. There was a night in January when she was a few days out from her next treatment, deep in an Ambien-induced sleep, because even after so many years, she still got anxious before chemo. And Elliot sat in front of a basketball game and leaked tears, his whole face flowing, though he didn't cry, didn't sob. They had still been under such pressure then. "I am," he said. "What about you?" She gave him a thoughtful look.
"You know what I was just thinking? If he finally buys that cabin, I won't get to hear about it."
She meant Steiner. He'd been renting in Maine for years, 2 weeks every August, and had told Elliot and Claire many times that he was thinking of making an offer on the place. His rental was 20 miles from the house where Elliot and Claire always stayed, close to the lobster rolls they liked best, the small, pebbled beach. Spending time in Maine was Elliot and Claire's favorite summer pastime, and had been since shortly after they were married, when they joined friends for a long weekend south of Portland. After that, they rented their own place each summer, at first for just a week, but increasing to 2 once they had kids, and 3 once their work schedules allowed for longer vacations. Packing up to leave at the end of the previous summer, they both knew it might be Claire's last visit to Maine, but the chemo was still working, and they didn't talk about the possibility that she might not return. She was a milestones person, yes, but also someone with a remarkable capacity not to get ahead of herself.
"I guess not," Elliot said.
Claire shrugged lightly.
"Among so many other things."
He gave her an understanding smile, a smile he hoped conveyed an opening to say more if she wanted. She tapped the dashboard, ready to go. At home, he helped her into bed and took her empty water bottle to the kitchen so he could refill it with filtered water. When he got back, she was burrowed under the covers, her frame as small as a child's.
"I really am wiped out today," she murmured,
her voice in a register of mild unhappiness. He kissed the side of her head.
"I can tell. I'm sorry. Get some sleep, okay?"
He closed the door on his way out. There was laundry for him to start, the dishwasher to unload. He longed to be truly busy, but couldn't bear to begin any of the more involved tasks that might occupy a few hours. In 3 to 6 months, he'd have all the time in the world to organize the garage, or take up woodworking, or go to Vietnam by himself. Late in the afternoon, there was a soft knock at the front door. It was Holly, with an armload of Tupperwares.
"She's asleep," Elliot whispered.
"I'll be quiet."
In the kitchen, Holly put the food in the fridge, explaining what was in each container as she went.
"How was it?"
Elliot shrugged.
"Anticlimactic?"
"He was sweet. In the waiting room beforehand, we saw that girl."
"Shit. Did she talk to her?"
The girl had appeared in the infusion suite some months earlier, occupying the chair next to Claire's. Ewing sarcoma, 12 years old. Claire had fallen in love with her a little, the two of them chatting about the girl's preference for small dogs over big ones, and her attempts the previous summer to learn how to do flips off the diving board. It was one